If you would turn to Psalms 126. Verse number one. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dreamed. Dreaming isn't a reality. It's something that happens to us. We don't have much control over it. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Glory to God. We're so grateful, God, that you brought us out of captivity. Yes. Amen. And now we have joy like we could never have, except we were made free. Amen. Job chapter 8, verse 20. Behold, God will not cast away a perfect man, neither will he help the evildoer, till he fill thy mouth with laughing and thy lips with rejoicing. They that hate thee shall be clothed with shame, and the dwelling place of the wicked shall come to naught. Hallelujah. I want God to fill our mouths with rejoicing and laughter, folks. Bless the word, Lord. Bless every individual that is in here. Strengthen us through the word of God. Allow our faith to increase because of the hearing of it. We'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Glory to God. This morning, I want to talk about something that is more contagious than coronavirus. You might not think there could be something like that, but there is. It spreads faster and is easily transmitted to everyone that is around us. Everyone that we come in contact with, it's transmitted to. It's not only spread from person to person, but it is also contacted through the airways. It happens so suddenly, before you realize what is happening, you've got it. And there's no cure. You just have to let it run its course. All of us have been infected by it, and because of it, we are better off. In fact, God designed it to help us get through the bad times. This contagious thing is from God. You can always tell who has contracted it because they make loud noises and you can see their teeth. All right. What is this contagious thing? It's laughter. Psalms 126 and 1 says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, that's us, we were like them that dreamed. We left the reality of the problems that we have. And then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Laughter is an incredible healing balm to soothe and to console our spirit. There hasn't been much laughing over the last several months because people are in the reality of what's going on around them. There is a relief and comfort that comes from laughing, expressing the inner feelings. There's only two things in our emotion that describes or manifests how we're feeling. It's weeping and laughing. Webster defines laughing as the spreading of an emotion from person to person. And when we see or hear someone laughing, we usually can't help but get involved or join in with the laughing because it's so contagious. You know, when I was a boy, my grandmother had this record down in her living room. And whenever I had a chance, my sister and I would go down into the place where the record was. And for some of you young people, a record is a round disc with a hole in it. And then they record stuff on it, you know. It's like an 8-track. Or a cassette, no, a CD. and we would start listening to this record. It was called the Laughing Record. And one person would start laughing, and then another person would start laughing, and all of a sudden another person, and then all of these people would be laughing. And by the time the record was over, you know, we would both be hysterical. There wasn't much to do on the farm. But we enjoyed it because it is contagious. You know, when you get down, you need to be around positive people. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And as many times as we heard that record, we wanted it to come back for more. A couple of weeks ago, a young lady in our church, who normally is in Sunday school, was up here. I'm just amazed that most of our kids never hear the preaching, as they're in Sunday school or they're in children's church or power hour, and so they don't hear the preaching like my kids did growing up on a pew. And she said to her father, Pastor is like a comedian for Jesus, you know? Well, humor breaks down the walls of resistance people have to the hard sayings that are preached, you know? It's a healing balm. Amen. Have you ever had someone tell you a funny story before the punchline, before the end of it, they just broke down laughing, thinking about the story, you know? It was funnier just to hear the person laugh than even hear the story. My sister, when she laughs, when she really laughs, everybody hands her tissues because we know she's just going to be crying, you know. And they aren't, you know, tears of agony, but just tears of laughter, because it's that emotion deep within us that gives us some kind of a release, you know. Hallelujah. Laughter often comes from rejoicing in God's presence and receiving an unexpected blessing. You actually become, you know, giddy. The morning my wife was filled with the Holy Ghost, the first thing she wanted to do was to be baptized. And so they took her to the changing room to get dressed. And there was a whole crowd of people there. And from the time she got into the changing room to the time she stepped into the water, she was just laughing and laughing. When she came out, everybody around the baptism was laughing because it was a godly, hysterical laughing because of the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe that laughter is an emotional response to what we feel deep inside. Yeah. Last Sunday morning when Brother Littles was here, he walked in, he was at the back door, and he said, there is a spirit of joy in this place. It seems like people are almost giddy about coming to church. It's like the day before Christmas. It's anticipating, God, you're going to do something here, and I'm so excited about it. That's what church is supposed to be. It's not something we do out of routine or because we have to, but we want to be in His presence. When we are in the presence of God, we become emotional. A lot of people don't understand that. But we've got a very emotional God. He wept over the grave of Lazarus, you know. But then I believe he laughed when he came back to life. Sometimes we feel an overwhelming emotion of joy expressed by weeping and tears of joy and even laughter. Wednesday, I read this scripture. If you weren't here Wednesday, you need to get the YouTube or however you get your information. Proverbs 17 and 22, a merry heart or a rejoicing heart doeth good like a medicine or a cure. I believe there's curing going on as we're rejoicing in God. It's good to ask God, heal me, but I think we'll get greater results when we start worshiping God and thanking Him for His goodness. It's like a medicine that comes to us. Amen. Our rejoicing literally brings a cure to us, not only physically, but even more important, spiritually. 1 Peter 1 and 8, Peter says, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now we see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with great joy. I don't see God, but I'm rejoicing because of what I'm feeling. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Unspeakable is an emotion that manifests itself perhaps in laughter. I can't say anything, but I'm so happy. Tears are flowing down my face, and I feel something inside that I just want to laugh. As we read in Psalms 126, it says that when the Lord brought them out of captivity, they were like them that dreamed. Then was their mouth filled with laughter. God has brought each of us out of captivity. For some, even most of us, he's brought us out of many dilemmas over the years. And how do we respond? Abraham and Sarah waited many years to have this promised son, an heir. They held on to the promise until they were both, well, just too old to have children. But then God came to Abraham and announced that they were going to have this long-awaited son. So if you'll turn to Genesis 17. Genesis 17 and verse number 16. And I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And then chapter 18 and verse number 10. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and increased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old. See, we find that God's given us a number of promises over the years. I've gotten promises from God that have not yet been fulfilled. I know they will be fulfilled in my lifetime. And there will be probably some that will be fulfilled if the Lord tarries beyond my lifetime. So are you laughing at God's promises this morning? The things that he said he was going to do? That kind of laughing doesn't equate well. God laughed in the Bible several times, but you know who he was laughing at? He was laughing at the wicked who thought they knew something. Maybe your family and friends laughed thinking you were going to get saved. Well, who's laughing now? You're the miracle. You're the miracle like Isaac was a miracle to Sarah. How does Sarah respond after the miracle birth? Turn to Genesis 21. And verse number 6. I love this scripture. And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh. First time, it wasn't God that made her laugh. It was her doubt, her unbelief. But it says, and Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh. Why? So that all the hearers will laugh with me. When there's somebody who's joyful in the congregation, when somebody is blessed, when somebody is healed, when something great happens to you and you become so excited and rejoice over it, everybody else that's around you, this is a healing balm for everybody. Glory to God. When God fulfills your promise, oh, that we all could laugh with you. When God's Spirit manifests itself in our service, whether through laughter or through weeping, there is an emotion that emanates outward and spreads from person to person until everybody is affected. That's why song service is so important. When people get excited about God, it starts to spread from one person to another. Before you know it, everybody in the congregation is feeling better, no matter what their circumstances are. I've been coming to church for 3 months. My wife and I were both baptized. She was filled with the Holy Ghost. I believed in the Holy Ghost. It just wasn't happening. I didn't know, did I do something wrong? But God was teaching me one thing. He was teaching me how to worship him. It would be a tragedy if God filled you with the Holy Ghost without teaching you how to become emotional and worship God. And so on a Sunday night, the choir was singing. You've heard this story, many of you. And there was a lady who was worshiping in the choir, and her lips started to tremble. And as soon as I saw that, my lips started to tremble. And I thought, tonight's the night. You see, it's contagious. We need to spread the contagion among ourselves about the goodness of God. Hallelujah. It's God's medicine for the church. Glory to God. Church, don't forget to take your meds. Amen. Some of you have alarms on your phones so you know when to take your meds. Maybe you should have an alarm for Sunday morning, Sunday evening, and Wednesdays to make sure you take your meds. Your prescription has been ready at the altar. All you have to do is pick it up. Americans paid well over $60 billion last year for prescription medication. $60 billion. These meds exist to treat everything from high blood pressure to runny noses. They can't cure the malady, but they can moderate the symptoms of what the problem is. And there are 20,000 such medications approved by the FDA. Wouldn't it be wonderful if science could come up with just one pill, you know, that would cure every disease? And what if it was all free? Millions would be trying to get this medication. In fact, if they ever find a cure for COVID-19, somebody is going to get awfully rich because everybody is going to want it because they want to be protected. For Christians, just such a spiritual medication exists today. It's free. It takes care of all of the maladies, all of the problems, all of the anxieties. If you could just start rejoicing in God. Well, that's just not me. Well, then stay sick. Proverbs 15 and 30 says, a cheerful look brings joy to the heart, and good news gives health to the bones or to the body. A good report. I want to hear something positive from God's word. I want to feel your presence one more time. I want to be touched by God. Amen. There is a healing balm in every service if you will pick up your prescription. A rejoicing. A rejoicing heart doeth good like a medicine. God has given us a cure for whatever our sickness, ailment, or condition is. The spiritual wonder drug is joy and rejoicing. It's free for those who will fill the prescription. I know I hammer this a lot over the last almost 32 years, but I recognize it does more for us than anything else in the church. Some are looking for answers to dilemmas when it's not necessary. It is necessary to pick up your prescription and worship and get the joy of the Lord in you, because it takes care of situations that you don't understand and you don't even need to understand. A spiritual wonder drug. You can't just hear about the cure. You have to experience it for yourself. Glory to God. Is anybody awake this morning? How many times do we get frustrated instead of practicing rejoice in your heart? I know from experience that it's difficult to display joy and gladness when we're faced with disappointment and distressing times. It's hard. But I have purposed in my heart that I'm not going to talk about the distresses and the disappointments, because all it does is drag me down and suck the joy out of my life. And therefore there's not a cure for what ails me, you see. And that causes our hands to fall down, and it causes some people to even isolate themselves from the thing that will cure them. It's amazing. If I dwell on these things, it's just so hard to get my hands up. If I dwell on these things, I don't want to be around positive people. Just let me stay over here and sulk for a while and have my own pity party. Did you want to come to my pity party? Or do you want to come to a party of rejoicing, you see? We make the difference, you see. I so appreciate those who are always looking for the positive side of every situation, because we've got a God that is positive. All things are possible. It's awfully positive, God. Glory to God. You want to give God a laugh? Just tell him your plans. Oh, really? Yeah, yeah. Glory to God. Most all of the friends that I have in the ministry have a great sense of humor. And sometimes when I get a little down, I'll call somebody with a great sense of humor. I got some text yesterday from a minister out of state, and it was all about humor. And we many times share the dumb things that we say by mistake from the pulpit, you know. There's more laughter about me than there is about some things in the church. Some things like, please stand to your hands and let's clap our feet. You know, that picture is in my mind. I don't want it there. But those are the things that sometimes we say, and we don't even know it, and everybody's laughing out there. Sharing a funny situation disarms a critical spirit. smiling at someone, making a phone call, or sending an encouraging text. These are all ways that we can share the joy of the Lord in each other, and it becomes contagious. Just one positive thing can make your whole day. Encourage yourself by finding humor in the middle of your mess, and learn to laugh at yourself and admit that sometimes I get it wrong. Glory to God, because we're all prone to mistakes and shortcomings and situations and things that don't uplift. Joy gives us the ability to continue through whatever life may produce. It may not take us out of the situation, but it allows us to go through the situation with somewhat of a smile on our face. He prepares a table in the presence of, oh, there's some good things in the church. And even though I'm going through some things, I'm eating well, you know. One of the most famous scriptures is Nehemiah 8 and 10. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Some believe that joy is only found in the absence of trouble, but joy is actually something that redeems our soul, our spirit, from trouble. Doesn't take it away. And it is one of the greatest witnesses when people know you're going through something and you're still positive and you're still laughing about it. Glory to God. What is the kingdom of God? Except the man be born of the water and the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. We're not talking about heaven. We're talking about the realm of God. And the realm of God is a wonderful place to set up residency, you see? See, the people who aren't born of the water and the spirit can't get in. No matter what they do, no matter how they live, no matter what they read, they only can get in because of being born of the water and the spirit. And is it having what you want in life? Is that what really is going to make you happy? I don't think so. Some of you have experienced a lot of things that should really make you totally content and happy, and yet that isn't it at all. But Romans 14 and 17 describes what the kingdom of God is. It says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of, you want to get into the kingdom of God, you've got to have joy. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Some people look like they've been drinking pickle juice all their life, you know, sucking on lemons. But the joy of the Lord, you get it when you're born of the water and born of the Spirit. It's joy. In the Holy Ghost, you can't generate joy by yourself. It's a product of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, there's lots of people. You can have fun, but you don't have joy. Jesus said in John 15 and 11, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. 1 John 1 and 4 says, and these things write unto you, that your joy may be full. See, what God wants, he wants a church that is overflowing with joy. Oh, happy days. Oh, happy days. When Jesus washed, he washed my sins away. Oh, happy days. You get up in the morning and you have joy. You're wondering, what is God going to do for me today? Maybe you need to have a joy breakdown. Maybe you need to fall over and laugh for a while. Glory to God. You see, the great physician has written you a prescription for joy that can be refilled indefinitely. No expiration date. 5 years after you get the Holy Ghost, I'm sorry, your prescription, you know, is out and you have to renew it. No, God's saying, here it is. Here's your fix, you see. The instructions are so simple. Apply as needed for discouragement, hurt, pain, disappointment. Yeah, you've got some of those things, take the prescription. The side effects, there's always side effects, you know. The side effects are unexpected smiles, unexplained strength, undeniable contentment, unmatched peace. Oh, swallow some more joy. Will you get it moving in your life? Now, don't worry. This prescription, which is highly addictive, is completely legal. In fact, it says in Galatians 5:23 of joy, against such there is no law. I know the world wouldn't say, oh, you don't have to be so loud. You don't have to be so emotional. No, you don't understand. It is the thing that keeps me alive with God. I've got to have the joy of the Lord in my life. So go ahead, take your meds. Joy is good for you. Mm-hmm. And when you have your ultimate checkup with the great physician, one day when you stand before him in his presence, you'll still be on medication. Glory to God. Jude 24 says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, how? With exceeding great joy will keep you from falling and present you faultless before God because of exceeding great joy in your life. Hallelujah. Before we built our first sanctuary in 1994, there was a church that was being torn down, and we went in and reclaimed a lot of marble. The marble at our baptism is a part of that, and so we took just a lot of things out of there that we could use in building this church. And the man who was in charge said, hey, I'll tell you what, look at these beautiful stained glass windows. If you want, you can have them. And I said, no thanks. And the reason I said that is because they're beautiful. They had pictures of apostles, I assume they were, and it looked like they were going to hit you, you know? Religion condemns. Relationship lifts up and gives us joy. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is my strength. It's yours. And I guess I feel so strongly about this message this morning is because of what we're going through. Wednesday night, I made a plea to the congregation, if you weren't here, get out of all this social media. It doesn't bring joy to you. It's not edifying. All of this liberal media, every time you listen to it, it brings you down and it takes your strength. Glory to God. You know, this is the best Facebook you could ever have. Hallelujah. Amen. If you can stand, would you please? Are you running low? When's the last time you picked up a fresh prescription? A few years ago, I was driving down the road, and I don't know what was going on in our life. Something. And I said to my wife, I think I lost my sense of humor, you know, and I need it. I've said this before. We're being sued for something ridiculous. And I had to go through deposition with the opposing attorney. And then there were like eight attorneys around the table representing us and a number of other people. And this guy who was conducting the deposition was just so arrogant and accusatory. And I stopped and I said, you know, I think you like me, but you're having a hard time expressing yourself. And all these attorneys, they just about started rolling on the floor because they never heard anybody respond in humor, because this is a serious situation. Glory to God. I don't know what your serious situation is, but you need to start laughing about it, because God's laughing about it. Touch not God's anointed. Amen. I wish we had a song that we could sing that would... Do you have a song that we could sing? Glory to God. The joy.